It's time for your favorite fat hosts. Welcome to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hey, baby.
Wait, Freaky.
Cliff and Kendall.
Two big old boys.
Frodo is bagging.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey. Oh, sorry. I just saw Mrs. Potter Butter Churn over there. She's going into that discount sock store.
Oh, she loves socks. She loves ones with flowers on them.
She already took two bags out to the car.
Oh, there goes Mr. Snobbottom running after.
Running after because she forgot a sock fell out.
Oh, Cliff, here we are in the Pakistan in Hyderabad.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place, and we're here in the Outlet Center Mall here in Pakistan.
I mean, it's
doing a little light shopping.
Natural. It couldn't be more natural.
Seemed like the best place for us to set up. We're here in the food court.
Oh, we are. Oh my gosh. I got one of those expired puddings over there. Oh, so good.
Oh, I love it.
It had fruit on the bottom, or at least I think it was fruit on the bottom.
As my mother used to say, those are just...
Strangers are just a friend you haven't met. Is that what she said?
That was it.
Kendall, this is a show about spiders.
It is. A terrifying subject.
Oh, along came this show.
I know you love spiders.
I love them.
But I'm going to have to listen to this episode every Halloween because I'm terrified of spiders.
I love spiders.
Oh, I hate looking at their beady little eyes. Look at these. How terrifying this is.
I love those. I am comforted by the fact that you are never more than 10 feet away from a spider.
Ooh, I hate that thought.
And it's like you're never fully dressed without a smile.
There, you know, there's 38,000 known species of spiders.
I love that.
That's a terrifying number.
It chills you to the bone.
It chills me to the bone.
It thrills me to the bone. Kendall, look how thrilled my bones are.
Put your bones up, Cliff. They're
about... Kendall, I want you to listen to this. The bite of the Brazilian wandering spider, don't we?
Oh, I don't want to know.
Don't we? Sometimes we all feel like a Brazilian wandering spider, don't we? At times I do.
I'm always a wandering something.
Kendall, the Brazilian wandering spider can cause long and painful erections when it bites you, as well as other
something. Painful.
Long and painful ones, Kendall, but maybe Susan.
Also known as the Viagra spider.
Susan, if you're looking for a night of passion.
Give me one of those spiders.
First of all, why aren't you looking elsewhere? Come on.
Oh my God. Cliff, did you know that in a 1 acre, what? In a 1 acre plot of land, there's an estimated 1 million spiders.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that awful?
No, it's wonderful. Spiders make the world go round.
All right, let's look at how many frogs are in a 1 acre area of land.
Ugh, the world does not need any frogs but Kermit. Kendall, all spiders spin silk, but not all spiders spin webs. Are you shitting me?
That's so deep. That's philosophical.
Kendall, now listen to this. Reminded me of you. Male spiders weave a small sperm web.
You're thinking of sperm whales.
Oh, right. That's why. Then they place a drop of semen on the web, suck it up with their pedipalps, and then they use the pedipalp to insert the sperm into the female. Sorry, I should have told you to get the kids out of the room.
I was thinking to bleep that pedipalp thing. I'm sorry. Did I hear someone talking about, you know what, dear? The P word.
Please don't describe spider intercourse on the air.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I don't think we should be talking about spiders at all.
It's just nature. Birds do it. Spiders do it.
Dear, please, not on the show, dear.
Oh, come on. Now, what? You were over there buying socks? Oh, I see you got some little ones that have some little frills for Fonky.
Look at the ones I've got here. They have doilies around them, dear. They're sewn right into them. Isn't that wonderful?
They're so you, girl.
And then, dear, I've got you both your own pair of socks. Cliff, these are for you.
These are I love these.
Now, you'll see they have inscribed on them. You'll love this, dear. It says, everyone's an a**. I thought that was so funny, dear.
You must have missed some medicine or something to be talking like this on the air.
Oh, Mars, you know, we've had a few drinks over at the old wine barrel.
There was some day-old wine that we had over there, dear. I don't think it was quite right, dear. It opened a little too long.
Some sort of second-hand wine, not sure, but it was very cheap.
Dear, that's so you, dear. We know we love the cheap things, dear. Yes,
and it tasted okay.
That was a great review, dear.
Good review. I feel like I'm with Siskel and Ebert here. But it's nice to see you out shopping and finding so many good deals here in Pakistan.
Well, dear, I almost forgot. Kendall, these socks are for you, dear. They have little magic cards on them, dear.
Oh,
I love these. Thank you so much.
Oh, I like those.
Mine don't have any obscenity.
Obscenity? Well, you suck, man. Sorry.
Dear, well, we must be going, dear. I'm going to go over there to the doily store, dear. They have a whole doily store just devoted to doilies, dear.
Now, Sugarlum, don't go crazy. Remember, we've got Funky and Opie's college fund.
Dear, but when there are toilets, there are other priorities in place.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of money.
Though, oh, I know. I was just about to bring this up.
Oh, Kendall. I was going to say, speaking of money, now don't bring that up.
Cliff, just like a spider in a web, Charles the Contractor has asked me to borrow a huge amount of money.
Oh, it's not that big.
It's a huge amount of money.
Liz, Susan knows. Kendall's always exaggerating about the size of things.
Oh, shut up. It was a huge amount of money. I've loaned Charles the Contractor, who I despise all the time. I cannot. Oh. Why do I do all these things where I agree to do things and then I regret them immediately?
Well, that's part of your personality.
Well, I hope this gets me out of hell.
That's one of the less endearing parts of your personality. We still love you. Friends are those people who love you despite your many, many flaws.
Many flaws.
But you, why did you lend him all that money if you're just going to bitch?
Oh, shut up. I don't know. I wasn't thinking clear. I think I'd eaten too many Butternut Rye Krispies that night.
But why did he need it?
Oh, that's what you're asking me. I thought you'd be like, why are you so stupid to loan him all that money?
Kendall, I stopped 8 years ago asking why you're so stupid about things.
Well, thank you for that.
I just got tired of it. There were no answers forthcoming.
He had huge legal problems.
Oh.
And in a moment of craziness and eating too much Butternut Rye Krispies, I felt bad for him, and I told him I would loan him this money. So at least he can, get a lawyer and get help through these legal things.
Well, what a beautiful thing
he's probably done. Tried to do some contractor work and somebody's house has fallen down.
Well, no doubt he's being sued by many people.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I think of you, I think, when a hero comes along, gives me strength to carry on.
They need a hero. Whoa. They're holding out for a hero to the end of the night. And that's me.
And he's got to be strong and he's got to be fat. And oh, they got you.
They found
me. That was you.
I just wanted to be revered as a hero. That's why I quit.
That's the only reason. And then just bitch. Kendall, Spider-Man is one of the most popular superheroes. So suck it, everybody else. In the early comic books, the radioactive spider that bites Peter Parker is incorrectly. Can you believe they did this? They incorrectly referred to it as an insect.
Idiots. Insects don't have six legs.
And people,
Eight legs. Cliff, do you know the Bajir Kipling spider is mostly vegetarian spider?
Mostly?
Every once in a while he's going to accidentally get some meat broth in his soup. And not know it.
Well, God bless him. Kendall, now, spiders aren't royal, but they do have blue blood. In humans...
Blue blood?
Yeah, bitch. In humans, oxygen is bound to hemoglobin, a molecule that can... Sorry, this is the chemistry part of the show.
Bubbleology.
Yeah, it's a molecule that contains iron and gives blood its red color. In spiders, oxygen is bound to hemocyanin, a molecule that contains copper. So everybody out there doing your master's thesis on spider blood, I hope you're taking notes. Just rewind that back.
Well, see, there's a shortage of copper.
There's a copper shortage.
I would kill all the spiders and harvest the copper.
Okay,
perfect.
You just rip out the copper pipes out of the wall.
That's what Charles does when he needs some.
Maybe that's why he needed all that loan.
Speaking of Charles, what is that in his cart over there?
Oh, that's one of those big stereo systems.
What in the hell?
Oh, wow, that's a name brand.
Charles, is that yours?
Oh, yeah, man, I just got this bitchin' deal on the stereo, man. Oh, my Van Halen's gonna sound bitchin'. Did I mention how bitchin' it was?
Charles, what are you...
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, my God. What, he's running into another store.
Oh, no.
What the hell? I've loaned him all that money, and why is he buying the stereo system?
Oh, that big sign on the window says subwoofers half off.
If I get my hands on his subwoofer.
Yeah, he's gonna sub that wolf. Kendall, it's time to...
Oh, I'm so angry.
You think you're the only hero? Well, back off. It's time to help some people.
Oh, let's help some people. You know I love it.
I love it more. No, I love it more.
Kendall, you can say, I can say more.
Annie, dear. Kendall. Yeah, do you have a letter?
I do, I have them right here. You can see right in front of me.
Okay. Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, tell us.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear us.
My middle-aged younger sister is 12 months into a midlife crisis.
Uh-oh.
She has divorced her husband and abdicated her role as a mother, preferring instead to be a buddy to her teenage sons. She has started sleeping around, smoking pot, and drinking a lot. Needless to say, our family is very concerned. This behavior is nothing like her, and when she does take her call, she lies about what she's doing. We have caught her doing it, and we have held our tongues. I don't know what to do. Should we confront her? She is always my sister, and I have a lot of respect for her, but I gotta talk. I gotta say something. That's helping or hurting in the sound.
I think she sounds just like a lot of fun, and I would love it once we get back to Busheltown. Maybe we'll hang out sometime. Get some sleeping around tips. All right, Kendall, I have... Where's my letter? It's right here. Oh, what does this one say? Oh, dear Cliff and Kendall. Whoa.
Didn't see that one coming.
No. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my wife, Myrna, and I have been married for more than 50 years. Aww. And all she does is watch soap operas every afternoon.
That's adorable.
Kendall and Cliff, I have invited her to lunch and other outings only to be told, okay, but I gotta be home by noon to watch my shows. If the mailman or UPS arrives with a package between noon and 4 and I'm not there, Myrna ignores the bell, Cliff and Kendall. We have 3 adult children. If any of them call during that time, she will refuse to talk to them, even if it's an emergency. Once it was our oldest daughter calling to say that our son had been taken to the hospital after a rye-shucking accident. Myrna's sister died of rye poisoning one afternoon 2 years ago, and my wife didn't learn about it until the following morning, Cliff and Kendall. On weekends, Myrna is always in a bad mood because she says, my soaps aren't on today. And Kendall and Cliff, the house cleaning does not get done unless I do it. What's wrong with people like my wife? It's not the housework, Cliff and Kendall. And that is signed, soap hating, says husband in the South Busheltown suburbs.
Oh, take that soap and shove it up your ass.
Wash your mouth out.
Leave Myrna alone.
Leave Myrna.
If she wants to watch Devious Hearts all day long, let her. That's what life is for. Let her enjoy. You know, when we sit around the living room and watch shows, we really sit around the living room.
Yes, we do.
And order 1,000 pizzas. Maybe I'm just too close to the subject matter, but
you are.
Leave Myrna alone.
Leave her alone. I think that's fine. Kendall, I wanted to say really quick before we go to the break. Mm-hmm. I was here in Pakistan just a few days ago.
I was in Pakistan.
You were here too.
I was here, I know.
I was here. We were both here.
Speaking of bitching.
And I went to that discount hair trim place.
Uh-huh.
And it was just... And they spoke perfect English, much better than Kendall, everybody. It was beautiful, but it was a great haircut because they didn't talk the whole time.
I love it.
Don't you love... I hate the small talk. And I could hear, like, the person getting the haircut behind me, and they're like, so what are you up to today? And, oh, well, what about this? And, oh, it was just... I thought, God, I don't want to make that small
talk. Unless you're a tiny little barbershop in the South with Dolly Parton cutting your hair.
Unless you're Floyd the Barber. Shut it up.
Unless it's still Magnolias.
And it was
don't talk.
It was wonderful to not be spoken to. so I got my hair cut. But what was funny was it was really long before I went in. Uh-huh. And like right after the only thing she said was right near the end, she said, "Do you want your bangs shorter?" And I said, "What do you think?" Because I don't know anymore, folks. I don't know. And I have no opinions.
I don't know how to do anything with this anymore.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't. It's too hard for me. But she said, "Yes, let's make them short." And then after she trimmed them, and she said, "Oh, that looks so much better." But I thought, you know what? She didn't say anything the rest of the time. Gonna give her a generous tip.
Pass.
Yeah, gonna pass. You know, what is that?
Why does he have that in his cart?
Oh no! Why now? Why would he need?
We gotta take a break. I gotta go find out what's happening.
I didn't even know he drank espresso.
Charles, you better get it.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around. Anybody can be a soda fountain now with great shakes, new great shakes. Shake it up with milk and make a real thick shake. New great shakes, new great shakes. Great shakes isn't just another milk flavoring. Great shakes shake mix makes a real thick shake. Tastes like a soda fountain shake. It comes in its own shaker with 4 servings. Just add milk and great shakes. Shake it and you've got a great shake. Thick and creamy. Tastes like a soda fountain shake, not just flavored milk. Great shakes comes in 2 luscious flavors, chocolate or vanilla. It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now with great shakes, new great shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get great shakes. We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back to Pakistan in the Outlet Mall.
With terrible spiders.
Oh, okay, they're beautiful spiders. Now, I just read this in Spider Monthly, and I thought I had to tell you. Spiders, that's why I leave it around everywhere. Spiders have between 2 and 6 spinnerets at the back of their abdomen. Each one is like a tiny shower head. Does that? It has
so it sounds like if you looked at it with a microphone.
amplification there. Mm-hmm. But each one of those spinnerets is like a tiny shower head that has hundreds of holes, all producing liquid silk, or as I call it, liquid gold.
I hate that when you walk through and it just sticks to you like the
think of all the spinnerets that it came out of next time that happens.
Hundreds of spinnerets.
Hundreds, like a shower head back there.
I've got another terrifying tip for you. Some spiders such as house spiders are able to run up walls because their feet are covered in tiny hairs that grip the surface. Is that not awful?
Oh, I like that.
That's the things that nightmares are made out of.
No. Yes. Okay, that's a beautiful fact, but this is just a show about our beautiful world.
Terrifying.
Kendall, while humans have muscles on the outside of their skeleton, some of them, not us, but some of them have muscles on the outside of their skeleton, spiders have muscles on the inside. Did you know that?
I don't have muscles at all. just gobs of fat.
I'm just a big gob of fat. That's all I am.
My goodness, dear.
Oh, my.
We just bought something discounted for Funky. A little play set about Pakistani culture.
Isn't it wonderful? Oh. Isn't it so wonderful to teach your children all these different cultures young?
That is nice. That now, is it's so nice. I don't know why it would ever be in a discount outlet mall.
That's exactly what I said, dear. I think it's wonderful.
Probably something irregular about it.
Oh, there's something very irregular, dear. That's for sure.
Oh, my bowels.
It was very irregular to see Charles trying on all that jewelry as well.
Oh, what jewelry was he trying on?
Dear, he had that big, large basket full of things, dear, and he was trying on all this gold jewelry.
Many rings and necklaces. They look like King Midas.
Don't you know I let him borrow that money for those legal fees?
Oh, what a nice gesture.
Dear, I did that last month.
We've shanghaied us both.
Just because I'm incredibly poor, I'm offended he does not come to me and ask for money.
Well, dear, he showed me the receipts, dear. He spent his on the legal fees.
Oh.
He didn't need legal fees because he just used your money for it.
No, Kendall, you idiot. It's been 2 weeks. You know he's got new legal fees.
Oh, you're right.
Boys, why did you call us in here?
Nobody called you in here.
Dear, weren't they calling? Were they gesturing? They would say something about a gesture. Nice gesture, boy.
Oh, I know what. I was gesturing for Crock-Pot to get us one of those pizzas. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's an easy mistake. I understand.
Very understandable.
Well, wait, now, before you go.
I was just about to go.
Before you go, do you want to hear something weird?
Weird.
Oh, goodness, dear. You know how much it turned to stomach, dear, to hear something weird.
Nothing too bizarre in the beautiful land of Pakistan.
Oh, it's bizarre. I got to warn you. This is probably their turn. This is Snodbottom. Are you ready for this?
Bum, 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 bum.
I guess so, dear.
Hurry up, boy.
Sometimes plane travel really stinks. A flight from Dubai to Amsterdam had to make an... And this was not our plane, I checked.
Okay.
To make an emergency landing in Vienna after a fight broke out because one passenger wouldn't stop breaking wind.
Oh my goodness, dear.
How could you speak of something like that on the air?
Oh, it's nothing that the listeners haven't heard before.
Oh, Killer is so nasty. That's more nasty.
Oh, stop it. The passengers on this flight apparently had a very flatulent man. He raised his stink about his repeated gas attacks, according to the news. And when the alleged perpetrator didn't stop, his disgusted seatmates reportedly complained to the airline crew, who apparently did nothing. And the fight escalated so much that finally the pilot had to step in and say, "Keep it down, I'm landing this plane right now."
Don't blame him.
Dude, that's a terrible story.
I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
All right, well, here's something that we can all enjoy, but also agree is incredibly weird.
Oh, okay? Good, dear. Let's hear it.
So a hunter was knocked unconscious after being struck by a dead goose that had been shot and fell from the sky.
Serve them right.
That's what I was thinking. Robert Milehammer, 51, suffered a severe head injury after his hunting group fired at a flock of Canadian geese.
Why would you shoot at such a beautiful animal?
Dear, you know, it's a long-standing tradition amongst men to go and
don't get me started here. We're not going to talk about this right now.
The goose fell about 90 feet to the ground and hit the guy, knocking him out, causing head and facial injuries on Friday. When he came around, he was able to say who he was, but he was hazy about other details.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. You'll never believe. But the birds, they can weigh anywhere from 10 to 14 pounds. And so if they're 35 yards up in the air and they're falling 60 feet and they hit you on the head, it's going to hurt the old noggin.
That was some detailed math right there.
That was the official statement from the doctor. Now tell me that's not weird.
My goodness, what a goose of a gander that was.
Oh, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right here.
Well, that was very lighthearted.
Did you get that by goose and gander?
Yes, we got it. Thank
now,
you.
What I'm always wondering is when people are on TV and you see them, like, they'll shoot a gun in the air, mm-hmm. like, as a sound, to, like, warn, a sound warning or something.
Yeah.
Where, didn't that bullet just fall back and hit you in the face?
Actually, on Mythbusters, they did it. So, if the bullet is pointed straight up,
yeah,
exactly 100% straight up, it will go all the way up, it will turn back around and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
If it is off even the slightest degree, it will go up. And it'll arc back down, and it can still kill someone.
Yeah.
So every time a gun is shot in the air, it can kill somebody.
That's what I'm always assuming.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And people do it all the time. In fact, down in Florida, someone was shot on the beach on the 4th of July because they shot out of a window up into the air from an apartment building and it came down onto the beach.
Well, people are dumb as rocks.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Oh, dear. Sorry, we dozed off there for a moment.
I was too busy watching Charles browse through that line of fur coats over there.
The moment the show is over, I'm going to kill him. He got away from me a moment ago.
That one looks like chinchilla.
So angry I can't even think. Look at my ears red.
Having a conniption fit.
Oh, dear, it's fine.
Relax.
All right, everyone. I've got a weird story for you.
I'm ready.
And this one's weird. A statue of Jesus Christ on display. Oh, my goodness. No, this is not what you think. It's not.
Praise the Lord.
A statue of Jesus Christ on display at the cathedral in Spain has been hiding a secret message for hundreds of years in a very unlikely place.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. I hope it's not what I think you're going to say.
Oh, it better not be below the belt.
It was tucked away in a hidden compartment in the statue.
Oh, my God. You're tucked away in Jesus' hidden compartment.
In his rear end.
Oh,
my goodness, dear.
Oh, disgust.
But no, hold on. It's a very beautiful story. They took it down for restoration. They found this little hidden compartment, and there was a letter from 1777.
About what? Blow it up your ass?
No. What?
I'm just going to pretend. I'm going to pretend that none of this ever happened.
Well, the letter discussed the statue and others created by the same sculptor and detailed what life was like 240 years ago. Isn't that crazy? It included cards and a ball and noted that typhoid and malaria were common. He also revealed that the main crops were wheat, rye, barley, and oats. Well, dear, I do love rye.
Talk about your time capsule.
Oh, Lord. Isn't that weird?
Well, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Not weird, though.
Well, thank you all. I'm glad. I can help.
Well, this is weird, and this is very dangerous, everybody.
Oh, dear, Mom.
Uh-oh. Cinderella has inspired the latest diet challenge. Have you heard this? With their huge eyes and massive eyelashes, teeny tiny waists, and chirpy demeanors, many of us aspired to be a Disney princess when we were younger, right? I did.
I wish I had a fairy godmother.
And then, in reality and age taught us that, hey, not gonna work.
But we had a lot stacked against us.
But Cinderella, who did tell us that a dream is a wish your heart makes,
when you're fast asleep, dear.
Oh, what a beautiful statement.
But anyway, her proportions could only belong in a fairy tale, which makes the Cinderella weight challenge all the more dangerous. The challenge basically asks followers to reach a weight where you look like Cinderella in the waist, and you have a teeny tiny waist.
What an idiot.
And several people on Twitter have been sharing the worrying amount of weight they'd have to lose to complete the challenge. This one person, she said, oh, I've got to lose 49 pounds to complete the Cinderella challenge. Somebody else had a controversial point of view, and she said, I don't get what's so controversial. Some people just want to be skinny. Nothing wrong with that. And Cinderella, what's the world coming to?
I
obviously took the Ursula Sea Witch diet challenge.
And we've succeeded.
Success.
Oh, dear, what are children doing these days? Remember when challenges were just laying on the ground and they called it, what was it, planking, dear?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, dear.
When I was
a boy, planking was something you did with the other boys around the neighborhood. You would dare one another to go and steal a plank.
Oh, dear, I know. It's quite a wonderful time to live in, dear.
Those were the times. Many a plank I stole, but I always returned it the very next day.
Oh, dear, that's a wonderful sentiment. All these children should follow your lead and stop eating Tide Pods.
They really should.
Is
that Charles over there? Is he at the sporting goods store by the air hockey table? Listen, will you guys go and see if he can pick me something up for me?
No, he's not going to. Stop him from buying anything, please.
Listen, I've got a lot of DVD seasons I need. Do they have Hazel Season 1 in Pakistan?
Oh, dear, if they do, I'm going to
get dear, let's go find out, Sugar Lump.
Let's go. Kendall. Oh, I had a great weird news story that I couldn't even dare to talk about in front of them.
What? Give me the brief gist.
Okay, well, there's a vibrator, a new sex toy that orders pizza after your orgasm.
Oh.
You program it in. Right now it's just Domino's, but later they'll have other ones. Well, isn't that weird?
I have to say that I heard about that, but what I thought was really weird is don't you want to order it before?
Well, yeah.
And then you come and it comes.
How about you can order before and after?
Yeah, before and after. The before and after. Kendall, hummingbirds use small sticks and the silk from spider webs to weave their nests. Did you know this?
Aren't they terrified of the spiders?
Kendall, you're going to love this. Think about this the next time you're going to sleep. In tropical regions, net-throwing spiders make a small silken web that they throw over their prey. They're like Batman
villains. Oh, I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Yeah.
Oh, why would anybody ever do that?
No.
That's why I don't go to tropical climates. I will not go to Costa Rica. I will not go to Australia. I will not go to any of these places that have these terrible spiders.
Let's all go to Kokomo. Now, Kendall.
But I want to get one of those spiders. I want to put it in Charles' closet and put him in it, locking him in.
Oh, come on. This reminded me of you and Susan. Some male spiders give dead flies to females as gifts.
I'm always bringing dead flies to Susan as gifts.
That's what it reminded me. Oh, this reminds me of you, too. Spiders can't fly, but they sometimes sail through the air on a line of silk, which is known as ballooning.
I was like, how does that remind you? The balloon part.
Yeah.
Oh, now, this, terrifying.
Now, this is comforting. Jumping spiders can leap up to 40 times their own body length. If humans could jump this far, Kendall, not fat ones like us, but the average human, they would be able to jump 230 feet. They'd be like Wonder Woman.
That makes my stomach hurt.
That makes my stomach crawl.
Makes it hurt.
Kiddo, when a wheel spider gets scared.
I can't take any more of these spider tips.
When a wheel spider gets scared, Kiddo, it tucks in its legs and rolls across the sand.
Oh my God.
So sometimes you might be thinking, what's that tumbleweed? It's just a wheel spider.
I'm going to have the worst nightmares not of spiders like rolling and ballooning and throwing webs on me.
Oh, Kendall, some spiders eat their webs and then reuse them.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Are we done? Is the show over?
Are we on?
Have we resolved everything?
I think we've resolved everything except just the madness of humanity.
Oh, well, we're never going to resolve that.
Just the crazy...
But we'll keep trying for you listeners.
Yeah, what a crazy mixed up world that we live in, where love has ended before it's begun.
What a restless... I forget the Moonlight Kisses.
And a pale in warmth of the sun.
We'll work on that song for next week.
Yeah. When I host a show, it will be forever. Or I'll never host a show. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll keep hosting. We'll see you here next week.
We won't stop podcasting.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Spiders like rolling and ballooning and throwing webs on me.